"The worst of the story is," said he, "that I show myself up as such a confounded fool. Of course, it may work out all right, and I don't see that I could have done otherwise. But if I have lost my crib and get nothing in exchange, I shall feel what a soft Johnny I've been. I'm not very good at telling a story, Dr. Watson, but it is like this with me. I used to have a billet at Coxon and Woodhouses of Draper Gardens, but they were let in early in the spring through the Venezuelan loan, as no doubt you remember, and came a nasty cropper. I've been with them 5 years, and old Coxon gave me a ripping good testimonial when the smash came, but of course we clerks were all turned adrift, the 27 of us. I tried here and tried there, but there were lots of other chaps on the same lay as myself, and it was a perfect frost for a long time. I'd been taking £3 a week at Coxon's, and I'd saved about 70 of them, but I soon worked my way through that and out at the other end. I was fairly at the end of my tether at last, and could hardly find the stamps to answer the advertisements or the envelopes to stick 'em to. I'd worn out my boots padding up office stairs, and I seemed just as far from getting a billet as ever. At last, I saw a vacancy at Mawson and Williams, the great stockbroking firm in Lombard Street. Well, I dare say EC is not much in your line, but I can tell you that this is about the richest house in London. The advertisement was to be answered by letter only. I sent in my testimonial and application, but without the least hope of getting it. Back came an answer by return, saying that if I would appear next Monday, I might take over my new duties at once, provided that my appearance was satisfactory. No one knows how these things are worked. Some people say that the manager just plunges his hand into the heap and takes the first that comes. Anyhow, it was my innings that time, and I don't ever wish to feel better pleased. The screw was a pound a week rise, and the duties just about the same as at Coxon's. And now I come to the queer part of the business. I was in diggings out Hampstead Way, 17 Potter's Terrace. Well, I was sitting doing a smoke that very evening after I had been promised the appointment, when up came my landlady with a card which had Arthur Pinner, Financial Agent, printed upon it. I had never heard the name before, and could not imagine what he wanted with me. But, of course, I asked her to show him up. In he walked, a middle-sized, dark-haired, dark-eyed, black-bearded man with a touch of the sheeny about his nose. He had a brisk kind of way with him, and spoke sharply, like a man who knew the value of time. "Mr. Hall Pycroft, I believe," said he. "Yes, sir," I answered, pushing a chair towards him. "Lately engaged at Coxon and Woodhouses." "Yes, sir. And now on the staff of Mawson's?" "Quite so." "Well,